Good companies get bigger or evolve. Great companies do both. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. And in this podcast, I'll be talking about why companies need to both get bigger and evolve with their Amazon strategies to grow their company. Every week we talk about how to grow sales on Amazon with our podcast. First, a quick piece of recommendation. I look at the symptoms of Amazon on a consistent basis, and what I see right now is a likelihood of Q4 stockouts. So take that a step back. What's going to happen? I would recommend that during your Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals this year, you don't run them. Because if you're going to stock out anyway with FBA, you do not have any benefit to offer that 20% discount this year. Very odd for me to say that. Christmas shopping. For your own personal Christmas shopping this year, if you don't go out and buy your Christmas presents right now and you ship them by October, there is a high likelihood not everyone of your friends and loved ones are going to get those gifts in time by Christmas. Plan ahead. Think ahead. Run your personal life like you would a business. It does have a good impact. All right, so topic at hand today. Good companies get bigger or evolve. Great companies do both. So let's talk about some examples of what I'm talking about. So an example of a company that did not evolve. Blockbuster. Kodak, right? These are companies that could not do anything different than their current model. They got really big. They did a lot of big things, but they did not evolve. They did not acquire Netflix. They did not go into digital cameras, although I think Kodak's making a pretty good comeback. But I believe there is only one Blockbuster left in the entire country right now. And they've got a Twitter handle where they say, we're literally the last Blockbuster. So they did not evolve. Companies that did not get bigger. Your neighbor's startup you've never heard of. So I don't really have a lot of good examples there that would make sense beyond that. Because if you're not getting bigger, you're not relevant on the big stage anyway. And it should be pretty obvious why a company needs to both evolve and get bigger. That's how you find your growth. But it isn't really practiced by many companies. Amazon's probably my favorite example of a company that does practice this. Amazon started out selling books. Today, they're even opening their own electrical car division, have their own supply chain. They have their hands on literally everything from unicorn meat to their own private labels and batteries. And video streaming services. They're an amazing example, an execution of both getting bigger and evolving. And getting bigger means doing more of the same, but doing it at large scale, right? So if you're an agency, that means going from 10 clients to 100. If you're trying to acquire customers, that means you acquire, instead of 1,000 customers, you go acquire 10,000 customers, right? That's getting bigger. Evolving would be what kind of customers you've obtained, right? So as an agency, I'm My Amazon Guy, but because I've got a decade of e-com experience, I'm also My EtsyGuy.com, My WalmartGuy.com, and My eBayGuy.com, as well as My ShopifyGuy.site and My RefundGuy.com. That can be a mouthful. And it's because I don't want to just be all in with Amazon. You never know. Maybe one day they just suspend or ban your account, right? Can be a very big risk. So you want to avoid some of those risks sometimes. It also allows me to pick up additional average order value increases with my current clientele. Or maybe if we've done everything we can for a client on Amazon, they've plateaued their sales, we can still add value in additional areas, right? So that's my way of evolving. My Amazon Guy has literally doubled in 6 months. That is doubled in the number of clients and size of clients. as well as staff. That has a lot to do with the fact that COVID in April and May did about a decade of growth for e-com in less than 8 weeks. Very, very difficult to keep up with all of that. Very successful growth and not a lot of attrition going on this quarter, because everything that we've had to deal with has been favorable conditions to sell on Amazon. Now, it's never been harder to sell on Amazon, but it has never been a better time to sell on Amazon. But nonetheless, evolving and getting bigger, both important. I can't just add clients to Amazon. I also need to evolve on how I service those clients, as well as how you run your Amazon business. I want to be a market industry leader. I'm going out and talking on other podcasts and becoming a guest on dozens of podcasts this summer. I'm writing, I'm testing, I'm speaking. Those are all things that are going to make me a relevant industry leader. And it's not just to grow for growth's sake, right? Like, I'm building to hold my company. You don't want to just go out and acquire a random competitor on a dime. That's not the purpose of getting bigger, in my opinion. It's a lot deeper of a concept than that. But if you're a one man band today and you want to be a 30 person organization, how do you go from 1 to 30? I mean, it's a giant leap, right? Like, it's not an easy leap either. A lot of small Amazon seller businesses, which are tend to end up being the average these days. I think Amazon, with their Amazon Accelerate conference this week, released that, you know, the average Amazon seller right now does about $250,000 a year, something like that. There's a lot more of them because of that. So there's going to be a lot more competition on the platform. That means you've got to evolve. So let's start talking about, actually one more quote I want to go into. This is going to come from the book Build, Borrow, or Buy, Solving the Growth Dilemma. It reads, "If the CEO of an engineering background loves the products and knows the DNA of the company, that firm is going to be focused on internal innovation. A CEO with more of a financial or investment banking background is going to go after deals, even a specific type of deal." That explanation, as I was reading about that to prep for my monologue today, went into great detail about how those types of companies will pigeonhole themselves into running the same playbook over and over again. There's the concept of, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? But when a black swan event occurs, a la COVID or otherwise, you're going to suffer the consequences if you don't have some additional playbooks to run. So if you're, you know, let's say you do $500,000 a month on Amazon right now, but you haven't launched your Shopify site, that is your next thing you need to be doing. You need to have some control over your destiny, because if your Amazon account got suspended and you're running a $500,000 a month Amazon business, like, what's your alternative? What do you do? Right? So you got to keep those lights on somehow. Otherwise you're going to run that same playbook and result in less profit and stagnation. All right. So one of the things that I think people need to evolve the most on, and this is a really unusual thing you're not going to hear anywhere else, but I think the concept of just-in-time supply chain management is dead, right? Like, I think companies need to have a year's supply of stock moving forward. You heard that correctly, a year's supply. And it's because if you don't have a year's supply of stock under your control right now, this world economy will force a stock out on you. I literally guarantee it. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I've had a lot more clients this year face stockouts, and some of those clients were having substantial growth, and I would you know, suggest, hey, go buy a year supply of stock, and they would say one thing or another, finance or storage locations. You know, it's really easy to say no to a year's supply of stock, right? Like, that's a big ask. But if they had done it, there would have been tremendous payout for it. And guys, there's still a payout. Like, this is not a one-off concept. This is a strategy that I believe is the current present requirement of doing e-commerce business today. I think that during the winter, we are going to see COVID 2.0. It's going to get worse than it ever has been before. So you got to prep. The preparations that you can do in September and October, they are not sufficient perhaps, but still last minute doable. You know, maybe you can think about your 2021 inventory right now and get that order placed before, you know, December. And that way it's shipping before January, before, you know, China shuts down in February with their annual celebration that literally shuts the whole country down for a couple of weeks, if not longer, right? And remember, COVID 1.0 broke out literally during last year's February celebrations. And Chinese manufacturers just didn't go back to work. I think a lot of people have stopped talking about that beginning of the manufacturing crunch and COVID crunch. Like, I don't hear a lot of people talking about that anymore, but it's time to start talking about it again, because the supply chain is going to break down again, this winter, and it's going to get bad. So get your orders in now, prep, think, evolve. It's a mandatory thing. I think in this state of affairs where your company should be putting money and where it should be financing is in this area, inventory. You know, what's the fastest way to grow on Amazon? Add more products, advertise, launch, do more marketplaces, more countries. But not only do you need to focus on why and how to grow your sales, you also need to think about prevention. And there's a lot of reasons why sales go down, right? Like, sales can often decrease for a variety of reasons. So here's some of the most common reasons why sales are down. Seasonality, right? July and August were the weakest months of the year this year. There was no made-up Prime Day holiday in July to bolster everybody's sales. So everybody's looking at that year-over-year number and they're like, well, what the heck? I had, you know, record-shattering May and June, and July was down year-over-year. Yeah, that was pretty true for most sellers. And that's because there was no Prime Day. What's another common reason sales are down? Stockouts. So that's the one I just spent the last three or so minutes impacting, where just-in-time supply chain management is totally dead, in my opinion. So if your items are at FBA and they're stocking out, this has a massive impact, right? Like, if you haven't duplicated your SKUs and added a merchant fulfilled option and you don't have your 3PL ready to go, like, the reason why I'm saying that I think don't run a 20% off deal during Black Friday weekend this year is because I think by December 2nd, you're going to have stockouts, massive stockouts this year. The demand this year is going to be up 100% year over year. So you gotta plan around that. Another reason sales can be down is you turned off your PPC, you decreased your advertising. And if cost cutting was recently done here, advertising was pulled back or paused, this is going to lead to immediate velocity loss. And last example I'll give is increased competition. So if a competitor started undercutting your prices by 25% and took the market by storm, yeah, that's a problem. If you win a customer on price, you're going to lose them on price at some point. So don't play the pricing wars by any stretch. But nonetheless, if you've got a competitor offering a superior product and a lower price, that is not going to be a good thing for you. So pay attention to the competition, run some competitor research, and check that out. All right. So what can you do to improve sales right now? Keep products in stock, obviously. Make that duplicate SKU concept I mentioned. Increase your advertising. That's the fastest way to increase your top line today, right? Go double your ad spend. add video content, videos to both the listings as well as video ads. Video ads are the hottest thing right now. We're seeing phenomenal performance there. All you got to do is pay for a Fiverr video and get something made. Like, even if it's not a spokesperson on camera, you still have the ability to get some cheap video made, and it can stop people in their tracks within the Amazon search ecosystem to get you some sales, clicks, impressions, you name it. Lower your prices. So decreasing your prices will increase conversion rates, draw in more traffic. This can have it's kind of a temporary measure, and later you got to revert back up. I wouldn't be lowering your prices right now if you don't have that big amount of stock. So obviously if you got an item that normally sells 100 a month and you're sitting on 1,000 quantity, you should do something about that. But if you only have a 3 month supply of stock, don't do these things. I guarantee Q4 is going to cause a stock out. So just be patient and wait it out. Share your products externally is also another way to get some buzz. If you got a social following, other resources outside of Amazon, you can link them into Amazon, send traffic. That'll be very helpful. Ways you can invest in your future. Create new listings and add more products. Expand your catalog, launch new products, add variations, kits, combinations of products put together. However, virtual bundles are not effective. I have spoken to the experts on this one. We've tested it for 20 clients. Virtual bundles suck. Don't do them. Waste of resources and time. Expand to Canada, though. September 15th, there's a nice NARF program that comes out. And if you haven't watched my video on NARF, and I'm not talking about Pinky and Brain's favorite catchphrase, it's the North American Remote Fulfillment Program that goes live on 9/15, and or at least so they say. My Canada contact at Amazon says that's the date they keep saying. As with all things in beta releases, Amazon can't really hit anything they ever claim they're going to hit. So who knows on that one. Run some more SEO. So you can run several phases of SEO. We have some public documents on SEO phases 1, 2, and 3. I have spoken extensively about these phases publicly. In short, phase 1 is to apply all the best practices to your keywords, use all that 250 string of keywords, no commas, no duplicate words, add a little bit of Spanish, add some misspellings. For the first time last week, we saw you can no longer use trademark competitor names in your search terms. So you got to start avoiding that. Phase 2, I like to call the pink word update. This is where you remove any words in the title or your bullets from your search terms and run additional keywords for indexing. And finally, stage 3, you look at the keywords in ranks 20 through 50 and you try and increase the matriculation of those rankings, and you throw phase 1 and 2 out the door and you basically just focus on those keywords in slots 20 through 50. We have found statistically meaningful data that by running the phases like this, phase 1, then 2, then 3, that is the best way to index for the most keywords and increase the amount of traffic and rankings to your listings. Last tip for increasing sales for your future is go invest in reviews. This has never been harder to do. Incentivized reviews obviously are a no-go, but the early reviewer program for your first 5 reviews, Vine program for your first 30, are no-brainers. Make sure you do those. There are some exceptions to that. If you sell supplements, Vine sucks. Don't do Vine for supplements. If you sell something that is not a common household day object that anybody can use, Vine is not a good idea. Closing thought, pain. Pain is a good teacher, but it is not a necessary one. If you want to be a daredevil, that's cool. But when it comes to business, you can avoid pain. You can avoid many bad situations by having a plan and focusing to its execution with perseverance, right? I'm a religious guy. I think the hardest thing that God asks of any man is to persevere until the end, right? Don't just be righteous all the time forever, right? That's the hardest law. And it's a very applicable business practice, because if you don't have that that resolve as a business leader, you're going to crumble at some point, right? Like, so avoid the pain, guys. Like, you don't need to go have a particular event, right? Like, don't go have a bender. Don't just check out of your business for 2 weeks, or let your best seller stock out and then you're going to sell your company. Don't make a giant mistake that is obviously preventable. And also write all your goals down on paper and then work them backwards, right? So like, you want to go launch that new product? Cool. Go put it all in an Excel sheet, run all the fees, the margin analysis, look at the competitors. What are two things you can look at your competitors' negative reviews for and solve and sell into those objections? There's a lot of things that you can do to get bigger and evolve your company, to avoid pain, to add to your bottom line, to grow your revenue, invest in your people, lots and lots of things that you can do. So go figure out what thing that you haven't gotten to this week and go do it. like you don't need to listen to a podcast to know which item you need to go do. Sometimes you need to listen to a podcast to get the cheerleading to go do it. Because being a business owner can be quite lonely at the top. As an Amazon seller, your problems are often unique and nobody understands what you're going through. And I get it. I totally get it. But if you want to be the guy that leads the elephant parade instead of cleans up after that elephant parade, you're going to have to do the things we talked about today. You just have to. So hopefully that's enough cheerleading for you to go lead that elephant parade and be bigger and evolve and do the right things to grow your business. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. If you haven't signed up for Amazon consulting today, lots of a la carte services on our website at myamazonguy.com, as well as full service agency options. We grow your sales. Everything that increases traffic to your listings and improves your conversion rates, ranging from SEO, PPC, design, catalog management, and more. Thanks for watching, guys. I appreciate it. And hit that subscribe button. That's the My Amazon Guy Show.